Joining us on the line now from the UK is internationally best-selling author Jilly Cooper, OBE. Just last week, she won RNA Outstanding Achievement Award at the Romantic Novelist Association Awards Ceremony. Jilly's first big novel, Riders, was published in 1985 and went straight to number one in the bestseller lists, as did Rivals, Polo, and The Man Who Made Husbands Jealous, all of which have sold well over a million copies each, and that's just in their UK editions. Her latest novel, Mount, came out last year. Hello, Jilly.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Well, the sun is shining.
Oh,
Gloucestershire.
Lovely.
It's a beautiful, beautiful day, so we're all very happy.
Oh, that's great. And congratulations on your recent award.
I know, isn't it lovely?
Oh.
Lovely. Terribly pleased. I love it. When I was a little girl, when my pony won shows, I loved getting rosettes, and I used to ride home through Ilkley showing my rosettes off to everybody. And I got a rosette last week for writing romantic fiction, which is lovely.
Oh, fabulous. And it was a great evening, I understand.
Yes, it was wonderful. It was very, very... What was so lovely about it was that I think romantic authors sort of like each other. If you go to a literary thing like that, they're sort of tearing each other's eyes out to win. But everybody was so enthusiastic about everything. It was absolutely sweet. It was lovely.
It's nice to know that authors who effectively are competing against each other are so friendly towards each other. That's nice to know.
They really were. I hate the word supportive. They were. To everybody. Everyone. It was absolutely sweet.
Yes.
And there was the vicar from Strictly Come Dancing who was making the speech. And he was absolutely wonderful too.
Yes.
That was good.
Yes, I had him on the show last week, actually. So
he's sweet, isn't he?
Very sweet, very sweet. So I have to ask you, I mean, not wanting to kind of go right back to the beginning or anything, but I'm interested to know whether the way that you write or the process of how you write books has changed much over the years.
Oh, darling child, I wish it would come back. I'm trying to write a novel about football, but I'm very, very slow. My only thing is I've always been quite stupid, so everything I write has to be written about 15 times. Every Sunday Times piece I used to do journalism always had 15 drafts, so I'm very, very slow. And so, therefore, when I write the sort of romances were lovely, but they started off short stories and magazines. And teenage magazines, and my agent liked the heroes, so he said, why don't you turn them into books? And so I did, and I made them much longer. And I've never forgot the editor of Woman's Own saying, you've got to have, the heroes have got to be doing well. They've got to be on at least 2,000 a year.
Gosh, I can't believe you refer to yourself as stupid, Jilly. That's not
right.
No, I
am. I know, I'm slow. But it's very nice because writing is I'm so lucky now with my big books because, you know, for Riders, I went all over the show jumping world. It took me ages. And then you go into a new world. And at the moment, I'm just about to do football. But before I did racing and the racing world, I went all over to Dubai, the World Cup and to America and things like that. And it's so exciting just to be able to, I mean, I'm so lucky that I can sort of go anywhere I like, really.
Yes, all in the name of research, of course.
I know.
So why have you decided to tackle the subject of football?
Well, I just thought it was interesting. Also, I met a man called Alex Ferguson, Sir Alex Ferguson, who's football at dinner, and he was so we got on so well, and we had such a giggle together. And then he was so wonderful about, you know, educating young people or teaching young people who are lost in life to sort of take up football and how it transformed people's lives. And I mean, the money is ridiculous, $300,000 a week. I mean, isn't that funny?
Yes, crazy. Because it makes sense that you have obviously written a lot of books set in the horsing world because you're a massive lover of horses, isn't it? So it's fascinating that you're doing football now.
Well, you see, I'm 81, and imagine I've got a lovely excuse now to go and interview young footballers.
Ah, yes, I see. Very clever. So I know you're saying it takes you a little bit longer now, but roughly how long would you say you spend on a book?
Well, I mean, Riders took me 15 years because I lost it on a bus. Can you imagine the horror of that?
Oh, goodness.
I took the first draft out to lunch and to add full stops and commas and things like that. And then I went out to lunch and got rather sort of merry. And then I sort of when I got home on the bus in Putney, I'd lost it.
Oh,
and can
no.
you imagine the horror of that? So I had to rewrite it, and it took me ages. But in a way, it was a good thing because I developed the characters more. And I mean, normally I take about 4 years over a book. I think football will take me a bit longer. I hope not too long.
Yes. Well, thank goodness for computers now. It's hopefully harder to lose
things. I can't do them.
I haven't
got them. Now I've got a manual typewriter.
Oh, really?
Yes, Monica. She's wonderful. She sits beside me. She has a scissors attached by string to her space bar, and a pen to her space bar at the bottom. No, a thing around the bottom. And she's an old Olympia. She's wonderful. She's typed all my books since some riders.
Oh, fabulous. What a great partnership. And you mentioned earlier that you started in journalism, of course, writing for the Sunday Times for many years. Mm. Was it a difficult transition to go from writing articles to books?
Well, I started off doing some of these romances and short stories, and it was only because I was writing these romances and short stories, and they were doing rather well, that my darling friend Ilse Yardley introduced me to Godfrey Smith, the editor of the Colour Mag, and said, "Jenny's quite funny. You know, she might do some good journalism." And so I talked to him about being a young wife, and very briefly, and he laughed about how difficult it was being a young wife, because you had to work so hard and make love all night, and then go to work in the morning and all the shopping. And he laughed and said, "Write a piece," and I did, and I was offered 9 jobs. As a result of the piece, and one of them is a column in the Sunday Times. So, in fact, no, it isn't. I mean, they're practically the same thing.
Yes. And you also did some serious stuff. I mean, you interviewed the likes of Margaret Thatcher and George Best. So football was there right at the beginning.
Yes, it was. George Best. Yes, he was. Beautiful looking. Evan, he was so drunk once, he fell over the ball in a match.
Oh, gosh. And what was it like interviewing Margaret Thatcher?
Oh, she was adorable. She was absolutely adorable because I was coming from the Sunday Times, and the traffic in Whitehall was appalling. And so I was late. I was caught from her late, and I fell into her office and burst into tears and said, I'm so sorry. It's so rude. You're so important. She said, my dear, don't worry. I gather you want to come home. So why don't you come and see me in Chelsea next week? And she gave me 3 hours in Chelsea. And she was so nice. She was so nice.
And kind.
And I know people thought she was a great bully, but I thought she was wonderful.
Yes. And with so many career highlights, some of which we've mentioned in this chat, is there one particular moment that stands out for you?
Oh, darling child, my brain goes completely blank. I won a competition in the Racing Post for the Racing Post last year to go to the World Cup in Dubai, which is absolutely amazing. So Felix and I went out there, and the horses race at night, and all the stars come down to watch, and the fireworks and all the sheikhs running around. That was pretty exciting, I must say.
Oh, wonderful. Fantastic! And I have to ask you about Mount. That is your most recent book, isn't it? That was last year. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, that's about Rupert Campbell Black, my hero. His horses are racing, and that has the World Cup in it. They end up at the World Cup. He has a very, very naughty horse called Mr. Quickly. And Mr. Quickly is very spoiled, and he did this for a horse I did the other day, and he went to the race, and the horse was in the starting stalls. And when the starting stalls went up, he just lay down and went to sleep, his horse. it's about, basically, Rupert Campbell Black and his doing well in racing, really, and going all around the world to America, and it's called Leading Sire, originally it was called, and it's about the horse whose children win the most races, and so he was rushing around the world following the foals and the children of his big stallion to become Leading Sire. So it's all very sort of stallionish and sexy and things.
Yes, fantastic. And you're known for some pretty racy scenes in your books. Does it ever get embarrassing writing sex scenes, or do you love it?
Well, I don't mind doing it, but the only problem is I'm at 81, I'm a bit short of material. I have to make up all my research. Everything has to be made up now, which is a bit more difficult. What if it wasn't made up in the old days? No, I think it's like, when you go into a room, a couple go into a room, I mean, they make love to each other, don't they? And why stop at the bedroom door? I mean, I try not to be too cool. Mind you, compared with the stuff going out at the moment, I mean, they're far more advanced than I am now, aren't they?
Well, that's debatable.
Oh, I think they are. Much more than me.
And just one more question about the various adaptations that have been made on TV. Have you been involved much with them?
No, not at all. I think Dick Francis, who was a great friend of mine, wrote wonderfully about racing. He said, "Jilly, darling, take the money and run." And the thing is that it's quite a different medium. And the only thing they've made, both with riders and with The Man Who Made Husband Jealous, which were lovely, but my hero is always incredibly attractive. And the reason why, you know, Rupert is incredibly attractive, and all my other heroes, when they did Emily on television ages ago, they did all the heroes. They didn't really make them really sexy, and I think that's a tragedy. And I would like to have veto over who plays the choice about who plays the heroes.
Yes, no, that makes sense, definitely.
Because you think of Clark Gable and, you know, Rhett Butler and things like that.
Absolutely. So what's next for you then? Is it the football book? That's what you're
working
on now?
Yes, I'm doing football. I'm going to George's Park, and I'm going to see where all the FA are. And I'm going to have lunch with Harry Redknapp soon, which I'm very, very excited about.
Oh, great
The money side of it is so interesting. And the fact that and the terrifying thing that these young boys, suddenly at the age of 17, are earning massive money. And so all their families close in on them and take it. I mean, a lot of the poor managers who go in. And if their team isn't winning, they get sacked after three matches.
Yes, absolutely. That happens very often, doesn't it?
The whole time you see their little faces getting sadder and sadder and sadder. And the players trying to save them. But it's terribly tragic football, I think.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we look forward to reading that when it comes out. But for the moment, Mount is the latest book by Gilly Cooper, who we've been chatting to today. Gilly, thank you so much for joining us on the book show. It's been a real pleasure chatting with you.
It's lovely, Hannah. You're a very, very good interviewer.
Oh, bless you. Thank you
so
much,
darling.
Gilly.
Lots of love.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.